You are listening to The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda.
Okay, we have had lots of comments about already on the issue of freedom and what that really means. And that point that I brought up, you know, if there's no oxygen for you to exercise to the maximum potential, then the freedom is being diminished. So who needs to then fight back to regain that freedom? Let's, however, move to the issues of freedom of exploitation, in this case, mineral exploitation in the DRC. My guest is Nixon Katembo, the African affairs commentator, also works for Channel Africa. Nixon, appreciate your time. You're on the National Pulse.
Thanks for having me, Ashraf.
Right. The context of us talking, I understand, is that lawyers representing the DRC have written to Apple, and I've got an Apple phone in my hand, I just must just say that, to the Apple CEO Tim Cook, demanding answers on the sourcing of minerals used to manufacture the company's products. I understand there's a whole issue about legality of all of that. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that you are carrying an Apple phone of which you will be carrying perhaps a blood on your hand, particularly with the deaths that are currently happening in Eastern DRC, owing to the fact that the DRC supply almost 70% of the world coltan that is now exploiting a conflict area where the war is currently raging on, and much of this going through Rwanda and other auxiliary companies entering in the Apple supply chain, as these lawyers have been acting on behalf of the DRC government to hold Apple accountable for their mineral chain, which end up in actually in our mobile phones, without ever looking into the fact of that those mineral blood minerals end up fueling conflict in Eastern DRC.
Okay, but what's the difference here? What I'm saying to you is, okay, you say 70% of the minerals used into the manufacture of an Apple phone emerges from the DRC, but the question is, does it get extracted and exported out of the DRC illegally without the knowledge of government or the other key decision makers within DRC? Or is the process legal and then we can discuss whether, in fact, they're getting enough benefit out of it? Where's the difference here?
Basically, that's the process is illegal, mostly in a part of the Eastern DRC where coltan is. You look at the Rubaya and the Ruchuru area, companies that have established, for example, mining establishment there, like the likes of Alpha Mine, which have some of its headquarters here in Rosebank and some in Mauritius. So those companies actually, they are receiving these mines illegally from the conflict area. Then they get processed through a certification process in Rwanda, and then they exported as illegal, but actually having been obtained from the sources through illegal means.
Okay.
And that's how the entire process is happening, that's why.
Okay, so is the issue Apple themselves, or the issue DRC nationals who are transporting this out of the country as part of a big deal and doing so away from the glaring eyes of the DRC government?
Well, you have to look at the entire chain holistically, just looking at these issues of a DRC national or the government itself, or even neighboring Rwanda for that matter, that where it ends, how does it end there, and the origin, how did it originate, and those are factors that maybe the lawyers can ventilate in the courts to shed some light. But all we understand that these are illegal minerals, that they have been exploited illegally through conflict, that out of that economic war that is waged on the DRC, that millions and millions of people have been displaced, and millions are dying through this conflict, and therefore the need for accountability even on those the chain and the end users, in this case, which is Apple, that is in need of these minerals to manufacture their cell phones.
Has Apple responded?
Apple initially issued a statement saying that they have done a thorough research in 2022-2023, and they found out that neither of their supply chain management is responsible for those allegations that are contained in the lawyer's petition. So I guess this, when the case formally get into international arbitration, we will those issues will get to be ventilated, and then we know how the whole entire chain process happened. But all we know for the fact that these minerals are fueling conflict to the extent of enriching some of the regional government in the Great Lakes.
Okay, finally, what happens next?
I think what happened next is to make sure that Apple disassociate itself and come clean on what is happening in the entire value chain. Two, then for those who have been fingered to be responsible to be exposed, and therefore also put in place a sort of what we call what is similar to the Kimberley process. You would recall the Kimberley process, look at the diamond and how the value chain and the entire chain happens instead of getting blood diamonds what was the case with the roof of Fort Isango in Sierra Leone and Liberia and so on.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it. Well, there you are. Very interesting. Nixon Katembo, African affairs commentator, also does work for Channel Africa. The question right now, I have an Apple phone in my hand. Is it an Apple phone or a rotten apple? We will see how that develops as per that story, right?